This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, as always, wherever and however they're serving our great country, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ERM workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. A big thank you. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, because, yep, we get mail today, and those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes out to all of our roughnecks that are working on the oil rigs across the Gulf of Mexico and Alaska, the northern tundra, plus the Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. Big shout out to them. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. And we're also on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're also over on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it, too. Well, Kyle, I'm going to ask you a question. Did George Soros ask then-President Barack Obama to investigate a, quote, undisclosed person?
Well, at this hour, Captain, what we know is that Alan Dershowitz, Professor Alan Dershowitz, who I'm sure everybody's familiar with, is getting ready to file a lawsuit. Contained in this lawsuit is going to be information, according to Dershowitz, that shows that President Obama may have intervened on behalf of George Soros in asking the Justice Department to conduct some kind of investigation. We don't know who the target of that investigation was, but this is a very, very big deal, and Dershowitz is not releasing any more information at this time because he has to file this lawsuit, he says.
Well, here's what he said. I have in my possession the actual 302 form, an FBI record of an interview, which documents this issue, and it will, at the right time, come out. But I'm not free to disclose it now because it's a case that's yet to be filed.
That's right. Now, here's a very interesting thing because, of course, we're getting all of this dust up, calling for the impeachment of Attorney General Barr, saying that President Trump is putting his thumb on the scale of justice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what Dershowitz is talking about, he's saying that pretty much every administration has some kind of influence or contact in this kind of manner with the Justice Department. He doesn't say it's right, but he says it is commonplace. And so it helps to sort of put into perspective one of the reasons why the Democrats continue to lose their minds every time President Trump says or does anything. They really believe that they finally got the smoking gun, that kind of thing.
And it leads me to another little statement here, question statement. Why do you suppose Attorney General Barr is going outside the Washington, D.C. inner circle with the U.S. attorneys to get them to do his investigations on some of these cases that they're looking at?
Well, I think it's clear. I think that what's going on inside the swamp, as we know it to be,
yep.
That it's just something that he can't leave up to the swamp. This has got
right.
to be done, because when these things come out, it has to be above reproach, and the American people will be shocked.
You're absolutely right, and that is why he's doing it. He's going outside the swamp with attorneys that are definitely not within the Washington, D.C. complex, and nor have they been, and he's shuffling the deck. That's what we'll call it. He's shuffling the deck, and, of course, the investigation right now into the trial of Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, the investigation into Crossfire Hurricane, the FBI's counterintelligence probe of Donald Trump's president's campaign, the Roger Stone trial, and the new material collected by Rudy Giuliani to detailing alleged corruption in the Ukraine, possibly tied to U.S. politicians. And guess what, Kyle?
What's that?
The John Durham investigation in his committee, the U.S. attorney out of Connecticut,
mm-hmm.
they're still looking at Andrew McCabe because he's involved in the John Durham investigation, which was not the investigation that Mr. McCabe was given the green light on.
Well, exactly right. And one thing I would point out is that had Donald Trump not won the election, if the American people hadn't elected him, all of this would be completely swept under the carpet, and
yep.
the next election cycle would have been worse. We're talking about spying on American citizens in order to talk about influencing a campaign. That's exactly what this bogus investigation, what these bogus investigations were about.
Well, that's absolutely true, and people need to understand that we have got some real dirty players in the scheme here that were implanted, and we knew they were. We knew they were. Everybody was warning the country and Donald Trump that you've got people that have been ingrained in there by President Barack Obama, who was taking temporary positions or positions that were annual and had to be renewed and whatnot, and making them permanent government positions. We knew that when he did it, because we were told.
Well, exactly, and there was a little bit of a unforced error there for the president's new administration, but obviously this is one of the reasons why everybody submits their resignation and they hire back whom they want at the change of administration.
All right, hold that thought. And, folks, when we come back, we'll be giving you a Ryan Newman update, the NASCAR driver. We do have an update on him to tell you about. Very lucky man to be alive, I'll tell you that. And, Kathy, give us the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by the product known as Relief Factor. Now, for those of you that are awake right now because you've got a little bit of pain and you're suffering and you can't get rid of it, or maybe it comes and goes or something like that, let me suggest something a little bit different to you to try. Now, it's called Relief Factor, and it's very easy to get. It's very easy to start out with because it's only $19.95 to start with. It's a 3-week quick start program that we were talking about here that you would get on. It's 4 capsules in a packet. It's all natural. There's nothing in there that's going to hurt you. As a matter of fact, there's things in there that will help you not only release the pain, but also there's some nutrients in there that help the body do its own natural healing and reduce swelling and all that, because I take it for that reason with the arthritis I have. But if you have arthritis, if you have back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, and just general pain altogether, then please check out the Relief Factor 3-week quick start and get on it as soon as you can. It worked for me. In about 2 weeks, I knew it was working. Actually, after about a week when I first started, 3 years and 10 months ago, when I first started, it felt like something was changing, and I felt better, and then all of a sudden, after a couple of weeks, boom, there I was. But it's a 3-week quick start plan, and you'll know within that length of time whether or not it's going to work for you. So here's what you do. You go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And you sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start. Take it the way it says to take it. Follow the instructions and go from there. And many, 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 many people that have gotten the product, especially from this show. When I run into them and I see them, they go, thank you very much for telling me about this. It saved my literal life. So there you go. And we even got somebody here at the radio station takes it now because of the problem they were having, and it's worked after 1 week. They've only been on the three-week quick start for 1 week, and it's working for them, and they're sold. So relieffactor.com/captain, and all you got to lose is pain, right? All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Ryan Newman, the NASCAR driver, was involved in one of the worst wrecks that I think I've ever seen. And I was amazed by the fact that the car, number one, didn't burn up, and number two, didn't tear all the pieces when it went into the air up over the top of two cars, came back down, flipped after having been put up against the wall and rolled at least once, maybe twice, and then slid on its top for what had to be 700 or 800 feet. But we've got some really, really, really good news out of this tonight. You want to tell us what it is?
Well, what we understand, Captain, is that the hospital where he was taken, where Ryan Newman was taken, is Halifax Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
Said he was in serious condition, but the doctors have indicated that his injuries are not life-threatening. So that's good news in this whole thing.
And the terminology that they use is serious but stable.
Yes.
And sometime today, I'm sure there'll be a report on as to what his injuries may or may not be. You can only imagine when a car is doing 190 to 195 miles an hour, it gets hit the way it did, goes into the wall the way that it did, and then immediately starts to roll, and then goes up in the air over the top of two cars and comes back down, rolls again, and then lands on its top and slides down the road because it was going that fast. You can only imagine what might have happened. But I do know from some friends of mine that were right there at the race at that time watching what was going on, and they were also watching the extrication of the driver. They said not only is Ryan Newman lucky to be alive, but they literally had to unwrap him from the cage, which the driver's cages they have in those cars is made to save them from being torn apart or tossed about and this, that, and the other. But they literally had to, I'm trying to use the correct terminology here because it's not a blowtorch type thing, but they literally had to use the jaws of life to cut him out of the cage because the cage had caved in a little bit, which may have contributed to some of the injuries he's had, but at least it saved his life.
Exactly right, Captain. And right now, of course, there's so many people all across the country praying for Ryan Newman and praying for his family. This is a very, very difficult time, a difficult situation, and hopefully we'll get some more news, some good news on how his condition is improving.
Yeah, we'll hear about it sometime during the morning, I'm sure, or certainly by lunchtime. There'll be a report that'll come from the hospital, and NASCAR will be there. All right, now, question, Kyle. Why was Andrew McCabe, former deputy director of the FBI, let off the hook?
Well, there's a lot going on with that, I think. Generally speaking, though, I think that, you've got this guy sort of dead to rights, you know, lying to the FBI, lying under oath. And this
he admitted it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. In the atmosphere where this prosecution would be brought and the trial would be done, most likely, we run into what we understand is this two-tier justice system. And so for one reason, it's very, very difficult to bring these kinds of charges because of the jury pool and these kinds of things. But also, of course, we also don't know what might be going on behind the scenes of what Andrew McCabe may or may not have said. And this is, again, pure speculation.
And let me address that, because Andy McCarthy, who's a former U.S. Attorney himself, a former prosecutor himself, has written an article about this. And in it, he says McCabe is not out of the woods yet, because the Durham investigation, in a separate matter, is continuing in an investigation that involves Mr. McCabe and the Pfizer reports that he put together and the now-dead-and-buried false statements that were put together that were used to get the Pfizer reports, which is a big deal. And the justices that are the judges that are in that FISA court, they are mad as hell and they want something done about it. And henceforth, here comes Mr. McCabe, who was one of the principals, along with some other players in the game, but they're going after some bigger fish.
And well, right, exactly, yes.
They're going after Comey, James Comey. They're going after Brennan. They're going after anybody else that goes further up the ladder. And because of what we just said to begin with, if people were listening to us in the first segment about the George Soros thing here, where George Soros asked then-President Barack Obama to investigate an undisclosed person, and as a result, according to Alan Dershowitz, who has the goods on that, he actually has the 302, the FBI report, the FBI statement, in his possession.
Yeah, that's very true. And so we have to see how all this sort of pans out. And I know there's a good reason to want to anticipate. Well, you know, let's get something done. We want to get some kind of justice going here and so forth. But in this case, patience might be good only because, as you're talking about, Captain, this could turn out to be bigger than anybody thought.
Well, that's my whole point.
Yeah, and when this thing comes down, it could be much further and larger encompassing than we imagined.
Yeah, so for the people that are out there and the people that are going and the Democrats and even McCabe himself, who said, well, this was a witch hunt and they were just, you know, he made a statement on CNN. He's playing right into the hands of the very people that are investigating him.
Well, of course, exactly. And that's one of the things you don't want to do. This is a very, very complex game that's being played out. And certainly what may be going on behind the scenes could be even more intriguing than what we're hearing about in the public domain. But I will say this, though. If Andrew McCabe somehow was branded a Republican or a conservative or a Trump supporter or Republican president supporter, he might have been brought up on charges right away and, you know, this kind of thing, just like we've seen with some of these other players. If you're a Republican in the D.C. area, it's very, very dangerous.
Now, we're going to get into this quite a bit when we come back from the break because we're getting ready to come up on a break here, folks. But Wait a minute. I think what I'll do is I'll say this right now. I've got a source that I ran into, I didn't run into, they were talking to me yesterday in Utah, that was telling me that the Utah State GOP chairman has asked Senator Mitt Romney, to resign because they no longer consider him to be a Republican in Utah. This is coming from the Republican Party of Utah. This is from one of their state committeemen that said this to me. Isn't that something? Now, we haven't heard anything yet, but isn't that something?
It sure is, yeah.
All right. Hold that idea. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll across the overnight hours with tomorrow's news tonight. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the budget. And the one about the Department of Education, a lot of people have been concerned about that it's a bloated department. Well, yeah, it is, and they're doing something about it. We'll tell you what it is when we get back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In Florida, a horrendous crash in the final lap of a Daytona 500. Ryan Newman's car flipped. He's rushed to the hospital after the fiery crash on the track. Denny Hamlin winning the race and in an interview with Fox saying, number one, we are praying for Ryan. The very latest now on the coronavirus. Delta Airlines warning passengers who are on Delta Flight 611 on February 6th from Honolulu to Japan about a Japanese couple who are on board who have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. 200 passengers on board that flight receiving alerts from the airline. Right now, almost 75,000 people diagnosed with the coronavirus around the world. More than 1,700 people have died. And President's Day observed in the United States. Banks, the post office, and Wall Street closed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. And remember, your car, your truck that you're driving, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Ski-Doo, your Sea-Doo, even your homeowners and renters insurance can all be taken care of by Geico Insurance. All you got to do is go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Check them out online. You can get a quote that way, or they'll tell you who your agent is and how to get a hold of them. But it saved me money, and hopefully it'll save you money, because I have my vehicle that I drive, plus my house, all insured, and I get a bundle package as a result. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All righty. Well, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Now, let's see here. We got a phone call coming in here, so let's see who the... Oh, I know who it is. Okay. Hang on. Let's take the caller. Good morning. Is this Ian?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I want to respectfully disagree with you.
I knew you would.
Well, no, I'm not... I don't mean to be an enemy. I'm just not that... I never believed... I mean, this is an opinion. I have no facts. But my deduction of this situation you just described with McCabe and Alcomi, I never believed the FISA judge were conned. I believe they were in on it. I don't trust judges in this country anymore. The law's been broken for quite some time. You guys still assumed that somehow the FISA judges were hoodwinked. I don't believe that.
Well,
I believe once they found out it was Trump, they went along with it.
The chief judge, the chief FISA judge, was appointed by Barack Obama. The other two were not.
That doesn't mean anything to me, because if they were appointed by Bush, any of the Bushes, as far as I'm concerned, they're tainted. Just because somebody wears a black robe, you think that makes them walk on water? They're humans like the rest of us. Look at Judge Amy Berman Jackson up there, what she's done to Roger Stone. Look at the judges in Charlottesville that denied the protesters for free speech and put them in a trap.
And okay? The judge you just mentioned was also appointed by Obama, but keep going.
Okay, so that was one point. Okay. I'd never believed that, to find the judges were innocent and they were duped. I never believed that. I still don't to this day. I hope I'm wrong. And my other point I wanted to make is, of the 28 Democrats who got elected in 2018 that threw the House of Representatives from the Republicans back to the Democrats, did you know that they were mostly funded by Bloomberg and Soros? So billionaires already own our politics. And this is the one thing I agree with Sanders on. And
okay.
This is all going around.
All right. Well, I got a lot to say, because wait till you hear what we're going to get into right now. But thanks for the call. Okay. Because Kyle, I want to get you in here on this, and it's very important that we do, for a couple of reasons. Number one, George Soros right now, where is most of his money going that he's giving to candidates? Do you know?
Well, I know that he's going into a lot of these different races, just like we were hearing Ian talk about.
Yeah. Local races. Mm-hmm. He's trying to get into the local races, from town council to a district attorney, that sort of thing, to the local judges and all that. He's trying to get in there to turn things around. Now, let me just put it to you this way, and I think I got Dan Amann on the line. But I want to mention before I get to Dan Amann that the budget proposal that's out there right now, is when it comes to the education department, is going to be very interesting, because finally we're going to see this huge bloated Department of Education come back down to life, because Betsy DeVos has asked for less money than the last time around. She's going to start with $6.1 billion in education spending overall and consolidate $19.4 billion worth of K-12 programs into simple block grants to states and make it a whole lot easier and put the power, more of the power, back in the states versus the federal government.
Well, that's exactly right. And because the idea, of course, is that I think most people across the country would agree with the idea that education shouldn't be centralized per se, but yet states and local governments can make better decisions about education than somebody in Washington.
All right. Yeah. Now let's go over and find out what Dan Amann wants. Good morning, Dan Amann.
Hey, good morning. I have to agree with Ian completely, and I'll take it one step further. I think this is a big fiasco. I don't think Durham's going to, you got all the information, all the evidence you need for indictments, and they're still taking their time. FBI is not going to turn on themselves. The power elite, the political elite, even though they're different parties, aren't going to turn on themselves. I think that Republicans are wasting their time thinking, well, it's just over the horizon. It's going to come. We don't know what McCabe said. We don't know what Comey said. I'm telling you right now, nothing is going to happen.
How many investigations right now are going on that you know of?
Let's see. We got Durham. Durham's probably got tentacles five different directions.
Well, you got, okay, but I'll tell you, because I don't have a lot of time, or Kyle won't have a chance to say anything. We have three separate investigations going on right now in three different directions, including the one from Senator Lindsey Graham and Crossfire Hurricane, which is about to start.
Well, all right, Graham can have his investigation, but the Senate can't prosecute or issue an indictment.
No, but they can make referrals to the DOJ.
They can put a report.
Yep.
They can write a report that can sit on shelves in Washington, D.C. and collect dust.
Yep.
And that's all they're going to do.
Well, that's why we the people better get off our duffs and vote in November. If we don't, shame on us.
Well, I can tell you this. If Trump should lose in November, this is all swept under the carpet. This all goes away overnight.
Right. Well, he's not going to. He's not going to if I can help it. But Dan, I got to go, because I got to give Kyle.
Okay.
All right, thank you. And, you know, we could talk about this all night long with some of the callers that want to call in. But, Kyle, I understand this is a passionate subject, but I do believe in the American system. I do believe in American jurisprudence, having been through it a few times myself, because as a fire investigator, I put people behind bars for setting fires. Hello?
Well, exactly right. Exactly right, Captain. And, yeah, and I appreciate what Ian
sure.
and the man are talking about. But what we do understand, at least as far as we know right now, Senator Graham is asking for transcripts of all of the applications and renewals
yep.
of the FISA warrants, especially on
yep.
Carter Page, and then also transcribed interviews with a whole host of these different players. And so at the very least, if Senator Graham, through, even just through the virtue of this investigation, can get some of that stuff out there in the public domain, it will create a lot of pressure, I think.
Yep, and back in the day, before we had all of this high-tech stuff that they got right now, you practically had to find somebody that was an arsonist with a match in their hand to be able to convict them, and that's exactly what we did in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
Set one guy up that was a serial arsonist that was burning a bunch of abandoned buildings in our city, and we caught him with a camera. We caught him on camera, and that was the end of that, period. With the torches and all that in his hand, how he started, well, actually, fusees, which is how he started. All right, well, let me move on here. Let's see here. A YouGov poll right now. Just 35% of the registered voters, and this is a cross-section of Democrats and Republicans, just 35% of registered voters would vote for a Democratic socialist.
Yeah, isn't that something? And hopefully that number will go down as they learn about what Democrat socialists want.
I hope it goes up.
Why is that? Yeah.
Just 35. Oh, yes, he would vote. I hope it's not vote. I hope
yeah.
that number goes up. I'm going not vote in the opposite direction.
So, right, exactly. Yeah. So,
yeah.
But here's the thing, though, too, Captain, is supposing against all odds
mm-hmm.
here, Bernie Sanders gets the nomination, even despite what the DNC wants.
Yep.
But the American voter would be faced with a clear choice.
Yep.
And just like Reagan versus Mondale, Reagan versus Carter, those are clear choices. In albeit a much different idea, Carter and Mondale weren't crazy socialists like Bernie Sanders.
Right.
But the American people would be able to gauge to say, what do I want to have? Do I want to stand in line for toilet paper, or do I want to have a business that grows? I mean, it's really simple.
And finally, because we don't have time for this other thing, I'll just do this in the second hour. The Senate investigation that Lindsey Graham has got going in a crossfire hurricane is about to kick off and get started. He has promised referrals, and he has promised those referrals will go to the DOJ, to Attorney General Barr. And I believe Attorney General Barr is doing an admirable job. And by bringing in these outside attorneys from outside the Washington, D.C. swamp, that's the reason I think something will be done.
Well, hopefully so. And that's also the reason why the Democrats are looking for any reason to try to impeach the Attorney General, a call for his resignation.
Well, they say now they got 2,000 people that have signed this and that. The other, a lot of them are former DOJ employees and all that. Well, some of them happen to be people that, got fired from the DOJ, got arrested by the DOJ. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, disgruntled.
Exactly. When you take a look at who's behind all of that, it gets even funnier or stranger if you want. And again, it all goes back to George Soros and company. All right, well, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty. Thanks a lot, Kyle. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Now, you know, we raised a little ire there and created a little something. I knew it would. But you got to have confidence in America. You got to have confidence in the system, whether you do or not. It's worked for me. It's worked for a lot of other people. And I was one of the people that used to put people in jail when it came to setting fires. Be right.
Hey, guys. It's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. firecracker by the DMZ. Now with a tricked out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's a working class.
Alrighty, that's Leland Martin, and Leland Martin is up there trucking somewhere in the good old northern part of the United States and somewhere up in Canada, too, because he runs the Elkan Highway a lot up in there with his big oversized double drop RGM, and that one goes out to all the ICCC drivers that are up there out of Lincoln, Nebraska tonight, so hello to you guys and gals, and certainly hope that you're all doing well up there in the cold weather and whatnot. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is always brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Stop by and get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee. Tell them the captain sent you, because some of the truck stops will have our radio show on right now when you get in there. Now, a storm is going to slide across northern New England today with locally heavy snow and ice. Now, further south, heavy rain and additional flooding is still possible from Texas to South Carolina. And in the upper peninsula of Michigan, as well as parts of Wisconsin, you have got some snow up there as well. And you've got another system coming in out on the west coast. We'll get to all that in a minute. But let's start with Michigan. Right now in the western, northwestern corner of Michigan, upper peninsula, up into the upper peninsula of Michigan, including Wisconsin, northeastern part of Wisconsin, which also brings into play north of Milwaukee up towards Green Bay, you've got snow right now up in that area, and it's going to snow for a while. Right now it looks like as if we're talking about a few inches, not a few feet. However, in upstate New York, here we go. The lake effect snow machine has kicked in again up there between Watertown and Sandy Creek, and it's got a big swath of snow going all the way across upstate New York through the Adirondacks all the way over to Lake George, so be advised of that. And you got some wind tonight blowing in up off the St. Lawrence Seaway, too, so that's coupling to create the lake effect machine, if you will. And then up in the northern part of Maine, but it starts around Bangor, really, around Bangor, going straight north up to the Canadian border and all the way on an angle up into Presque Isle. You've got snow, and it takes its way all the way up into Nova Scotia, too, tonight. So be advised, you'll be driving it. If you're going up there for that load of French fries, you'll be driving in snow all the way up and all the way back in Maine. All right, now, let's come down into, good God, boy, I'm telling you, Mississippi. Really, our thoughts and prayers are out for you folks there. It's not a good situation. You've got rain today. You've got some heavy rain coming into the mix. It's not going to make things better. It's going to make things worse on top of everything else you got going on there with the river cresting, the Pearl River cresting at all-time high levels there. The rain is still there. It's still coming. It's going to be around for the day. If you're having issues there, well, you can go down on I-10 because from about Crestview, Florida, all the way across to New Orleans again tonight, not only do we have scattered showers through there, but we've also got fog, lots of dense fog. There's a dense fog advisory all the way across I-10 from about Crestview, Florida, all the way to New Orleans, Louisiana. So keep that in mind tonight. That'll definitely slow you down a little bit. And then going out west, we do have another storm coming in off the Pacific, which will encompass about half of Oregon south down into the northern part of California. Look for some rain and some snow to come in with that in the next couple of days or so. But in the meantime, some very frigid temperatures tonight, way up in the northern part of the U.S. of A., Montana, way up north in Montana, and way up north in North Dakota. We've got some really chilly temperatures up there. Elsewhere, the temperatures are warmed up a little bit, so that's better for everybody involved. Better for everybody involved. Now, let's take a look real quick at the pilots and the Flying J's that are around the countryside that definitely are there to take you home, if you will, as close as you can be to home, because they are definitely not your daddy's truck stop anymore when it comes to the pilots, because the pilot travel centers that are around, and you'll see them wherever you go, They've got some pretty good food in there now, because it's not just about going in to get a hot dog and a bag of chips and a cup of coffee or a soda pop and out the door you go. Nope, they've got McDonald's in there now. They've got Arby's in there. They've got Wendy's in there. They've got Dairy Queens, full-service Dairy Queens in some of them, as well as Pizza Hut, Subway's, Taco Bell's, and Chester's Chicken. Now, they also might have a full-service Dunkin' Donuts in there, because they do. Up in the northeastern part of the United States, they brought the full-service Dunkin' Donuts in there, and now they're starting to scatter them around the rest of the franchises around the countryside, especially the Flying J's, where you might go into a Flying J and find a Denny's or a Huddle House or a Moe's Southwest Grill, and then guess what? There'll be a Dunkin' Donuts in there, too. So there you go. Now, check them out, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because you can be just like Nelson and get that nice free cup of coffee. Because that's what he does when he's on the way back from Augusta. Now, in the next hour, we're going to talk about the Nevada caucus, because there's something very strange and fishy with these caucuses going on right now, because this will be the second caucus that they'll be using, the Democrats will be using the brand new system that they've got for tabulation. And we know how that worked out in Iowa, right? Well, they say that they got it taken care of in Nevada, but not so fast. I got a couple of affiliates there in Nevada, and the people that were telling me yesterday, they said, hey, Captain, we got a problem here, and it's not working. And these were people that worked for the Democrats that were working with the system. They said, we didn't start training on this thing until last week. That's a week before. Shades of Iowa. Because that's exactly what they did in Iowa. And remember, and this ought to tell you all you need to know. Remember, this new system they had, this new ballot system and the way they tabulate, it was developed by two former staffers that worked for Hillary Clinton. Man, that would be all I would want to know, and I would stay totally away from that story. But that's who developed this. And they're having all these problems. Is anyone surprised? Of course not. And one of my contacts yesterday in Nevada, in the Reno area, said it almost feels like the state Democratic Party is making things up as they go along when it comes to this system, because they said that that's not how we need to be running an election. We need to know what the rules are and have it all in black and white, and away we go, instead of you do something and 5 minutes later they change it. Well, that's part of the problem, and that was a problem they had in Iowa. Boy, boy, oh boy. Now, if they have the same sort of problem in Nevada that they did in Iowa, how are you going to trust the voting system at all when it comes to at least the Democrats or this device, This method of determining how the votes went in a caucus. A caucus. Listen to me. I sound like I'm from New England. In a caucus. So think about that for a minute. And by the way, again, if you haven't heard, Ryan Newman, the NASCAR driver, is in the hospital, as you might well expect from that horrible fiery wreck he had in the final lap of the Daytona 500, which was won by Denny Hamlin. He's in serious but stable condition. And what a miracle for him to even be alive when you saw that wreck as it happened. Unbelievable. All righty, Kathy Curtis is going to give you the telephone number, and we'll be back right after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.